privatization.
Fancy privatization, fancy!
I was working for Itewini municipality before, but now I'm working for a private company. The situation is not all right at all now, especially we don't have a clothing really, and we've got problems in our wages. Our wages is too far less from what we were expected to these guys, and the people from the places are complaining every day about our jobs, where the places where we are working now. So it's useless for us to work on such a condition.
Since the early 1980s, public services have been under attack in all parts of the world. The main cause of this devastating attack in the lives and working conditions of the working class is directly linked to privatization. This is when the state sells its property and parastatals to private companies such as Telkom, Eskom and Transnet. Often they are sold at much less than their actual value.
Fancy privatization, fancy!
My name is Sandra Finney-Cook. I'm the Provincial Education Officer for SAMU in the Western Cape. In a nutshell, for me, privatization is about the state withdrawing itself from responsibility for service delivery. It can take a lot of forms. It can be that the state simply stops subsidizing a service, so people can't afford that service anymore, or they simply stop providing a service. When we talk about the state withdrawing from responsibility from service delivery and passing the burden of paying for service delivery onto the individual in the community, we must also think about what's happening within local government. As much as local government is privatizing and handing over to the private sector, local government is also beginning to act like the private sector and bringing private sector principles into the delivery of services. We call that commercialization. So for me, commercialization and privatization are very much part of the same trend that we're seeing in South Africa and in the world today.
In 1996, when the South African government decided to implement GEAR, the Growth, Employment and Redistribution Economic Policy, many municipalities signed contracts with private companies to deliver waste management services.
My name is Rudy Barnard. I am the project manager of TETCOR in the Western Cape. Our company offers municipalities a unique solution to this challenge of collecting municipal refuse. Our company believes in the privatization of services because it is a more cost-effective and competitive refuse removal and waste management service. It's improving the living conditions and health standards within the target communities, a basis for the improvement of payment for services, economic development opportunities for local entrepreneurs, job creation opportunities for local labor.
Fancy privatization, fancy!
Privatization is about the state withdrawing itself from responsibility for service delivery.
I'm one of the residents here in Khayelitsha. I'm having a problem with the outsourcing of the municipal services. Firstly, these people don't care about us. They don't normally get the garbage in time during the days that they were supposed to take them. And this leaves the area dirty and expose our children to health hazard and other things. And the other thing is that we are paying more money than we used to pay. So I would prefer to have the previous council take care of the services than these private companies or these outsourced private companies.
Sol Blanke Municipality was formed in the year 2000 when Kimberley Municipality merged with Galashewe, Richie and large tracts of rural land. Soon after the council merged, a three-year deal was reached between the municipality and Billy Hutting and Associates, a private company, to make sure that waste management was delivered. By privatizing, the council hoped to cut costs and to promote black economic empowerment.
I'm Roger Ronnie, General Secretary of the South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMU. The deal was basically to allow the refuse collection in the township area of Sol Blanke, which covers the greater Kimberley area, to be delivered by what is called entrepreneurs from the community. They would each be allocated a certain section to clean up, and they would be given a tractor and trailer financed through this Billy Hutton company, etc., and they would employ certain people from the communities in order to assist with this contract. Now, firstly, for us, the problem is that it continues to perpetuate a substandard level of service in historically black areas. So without having to reallocate resources that are in the historically advantaged areas to the historically disadvantaged areas, we maintain the status quo by keeping services in historically white areas at a much higher level. Secondly, the people who were then employed under the Billy Hutton scheme are employed on extremely terrible working conditions. Often they don't get payslips, they don't get protective clothing, etc.
I'm one of those people who worked for private companies who are dealing with refuse removal. I'm staying at Kimberley. I worked for this company for a period of 6 months. Then I decided to leave it. The reason for me to leave this company, I saw many, but I can mention a few of them. First one, I was not satisfied with the wages. And the other thing, the benefits are poor, are not compared as people who are working for municipalities doing the same job that we are doing for these companies. And the other one is the job security. There is no job security on private companies who are dealing with the refusal removal. And there's the protective clothes are not that secured and are not enough. That's the other problem that we encountered as workers who are working for these companies.
Trade unions, communities and other organizations have long been in the forefront of resisting privatization and outsourcing.
My name is Dorong Ramela, member of the Anti-Privatization Forum, / Everton West Community Crisis Committee. The only way forward to fight the effect of privatization, communities should come together, now not as political parties. Throughout the country, communities are up on the street, taking to the street, up against all of them. They are fighting that. And then I just want to make a very brief summary of like what is taking place as a result of privatization. We saw in the past 5 years, communities grouping themselves into crisis committees, consent groups, residents association, the landless, the jobless, and HIV AIDS struggles, and many other things. All of them, they just rise up as a result, you know, of this neoliberalism or privatization. And they are up against that kind of a policy. And then it is evident, you know, that communities are not happy with this kind of system.
Fancy privatization! Fancy!
The struggle against privatization is a long one. It will require strong organization locally, nationally, and internationally.
This feature production is a partnership between Workers World Media Productions and the Municipal Services Project.